life.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Ross Patterson Revolution. Brought to you by GhostBed.com. Oh, hey, Jessica.
Don't.
Oh, hey.
Don't.
Oh, hey, Jessica. How are you?
Don't call me Jessica.
Oh, my sweet baby Jessica. How are you doing today? I don't want you to fall down a well, too.
Oh, that was baby Jessica.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of people don't know that Jesse isn't short for Jessica.
That I am. That I.
You grew up.
Yeah, I'm the well baby from, Jessica.
From the well to Wilmington.
All grown up.
Yeah. Arms, legs.
Yep.
Climbed out of that well.
Mm-hmm.
And you learned to fly. You had to walk before you could run. Baby Jessica, the story of a woman on the verge of taking over a well.
What are you talking about, nerd?
Oh, I'm talking about Shartgate today, James. I woke up to that.
I don't buy it, dude.
I woke up to that. I fucking died laughing. I have not seen a hashtag of Shartgate ever trending. And that's S-H-A-R-T, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Not to be confused with the popular oceanic animals with a fin.
Oh, not shark. Yeah.
Yes.
Not with
shart.
A K. Yeah. Yeah.
Sharting your pants.
Mm-hmm.
Eric,
oceanic animals with a fin.
Yeah.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
Eric Swalwell, Jesse,
uh-huh.
Mid-interview talking about the impeachment. Our president, he's terrible. We've got to impeach him. Just ripped a juicy turd right off a, you could tell it was probably like a plastic chair. And like in the middle of it, you see like his left eye go up of like, oh fuck. Oh, no, that one slipped out.
I don't buy it. I wonder
if the mic picked it up. Oh, this has been trending all day. This video has gone viral.
Oof.
And they reached out to him for comment today. And he said, I didn't do it. It wasn't me. And he claims to have not heard it on camera. But he is getting absolutely
I didn't
swarmed.
Do it. It wasn't me.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think would have been the better move there? Just be like, whoever smelt it, dealt it, dude, or just like try and be funny about it.
I don't know what you do
admit
in a situation
it.
Like this. It was so loud. But
you
it,
have to own it.
Yeah.
And that's a pro tip in life.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Just
don't
really
ever be like, I didn't do it. It wasn't me.
Right.
That's stupid.
So Eric is having a hard day today. He's having a wet day. A little damp. And the internet is ruthless, as always.
Sure.
I mean, there is just post of his underpants, what they might look like, what they look like before and after. I mean, it is, the memes going around for this are insane right now.
You know I hate a pee-pee poo-poo humor.
Yeah.
You know I hate it.
Well, I'm surprised because.
Why?
You know, I've had a few of my films. I had a man shit in a vase in one movie.
Yeah. Again, I'm not a fan of pee-pee poo-poo humor.
Oh, man.
I can separate the art from the artist.
To this day, that is still one of the most discussed scenes in maybe film history. Of like, did that kid
what
really shit in a vase?
What was the poop made out of?
So we had a really great art director. She was fucking awesome. She was so good that I knew. I was like, man, as soon as this movie is over, she's going to get hired and I'll never get to work with her again.
Right.
Because there is that rare talent out there and you know it when you're working with them and you're like, oh, fuck, like a big studio is going to pick you off and I'll never get to work with you again.
Mm-hmm.
And she worked on it for fucking 2 days to make this shit look real. And she was like, I think I got it. And sure enough, man, I was just, it was so realistic looking that one of the lead actors, Bruce McGill, he physically had to walk off set. He was just like,
I
feel ill.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he goes, look.
Yeah,
man.
It was gross, dude.
Yeah.
You know.
But that scene is so goddamn funny, man. Even is. Thinking about it now, like, because it's the kid from Not Another Teen Movie.
Okay.
And oh my god, so good. Anyways, Eric, this is going to be a soupy mess for you coming up here in the next few days, and he's one of these people. I don't like him anyway, so you know.
Yeah, but you don't wish that. You know, you don't wish that on anyone. Oh,
oof.
I
played it for you. It was just so loud, too.
It was so loud. And there was a...
It almost seemed fake.
A pause.
Right. Yeah, yeah. There was a pause, though. Because everybody's rewinding the tape. And they're like, oh, man, he did pause. Like,
but maybe someone else in the room did? Like, is he there by himself?
No, I mean, there's always a camera crew and stuff. But, like, that's... To pick it up on that mic, though, you couldn't be behind the camera. It would have to have bounced upward. So here's my theory on it, right?
Is he going to out who it was then?
Plastic
Do you know
chair,
what I mean? I like, maybe that's
can't.
The next step.
You can't. So here's my guess on this.
What do you mean you
this.
Can't? He could be like, it was this guy in the room with me. Not me.
No, he said, he was like, look, it wasn't me. So who knows? But he's also in a big place. But here's my theory on this, okay? Microphone. The only way that would have picked that up is if it was him. I think that he probably farted, probably thought it would go backwards, and it went frontwards up
or
towards that mic off the hard plastic. And I
think
it went up and caught that mic.
Or he thought it was going to be silent.
Yeah, that's what he thought. But it went upwards, and then it hit that mic, that lav right there. And it was just like, oh, because you could see that look of like 0.2 of a second of fear of like, oh, no, that went forward. Fuck, oof. Fuck. And it's like, did anybody hear it? Probably not. Mics are they're tiny. Maybe didn't pick it up. And then all of a sudden, you go. I mean, this
Does
is on
the
live
other guy
TV.
Say anything?
This is on live TV, so you couldn't cut it. By the
did
way,
did the other guy say anything that was talking to him, or just moved on?
He just moved on. I think it was Chris Matthews. So it was just like,
was it Chris?
Yeah. Who knows?
He's got a mic too.
Yeah.
Hot mic.
It's true. I don't know, but either way. You know, he's dealing with that today.
Yeah.
So.
And so are we, I guess.
Are we?
I mean, we're talking about it, bringing you the hard-hitting news. Like, we're here for you.
I think we're
here
dealing
the people
with this with love right now. I'm proud of you last night, by the way.
Why?
You partied hard last night, Jabes.
I partied and I wasn't a little bitch.
Yeah, you weren't.
And then I got a B12 shot today. Who do I think I am?
Holy shit.
Do you know what I mean? Like, yeah. Nixon.
Fucking JFK.
Dean Martin, JFK.
He's JFK.
Chappelle.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, who am I? Who is she? She's back. Now, listen, I was never able to party. So it's not like I'm coming back.
Sure.
Coming back would be a bad, like, if she's back, that would be a scary, scary time.
You had a White Claw, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And a glass of wine.
I had a couple glasses of wine.
Yeah.
Throughout the evening, and I ended with a White Claw. I also had a couple sips of gummy bear shots.
Oh, fuck. That's right. I had like 9 of those things.
Oh.
I feel awful today, by the way.
Well, you are.
Wow.
No, I said, well, maybe you should stop being poor and get a B12 shot from Dr. Frank.
No, it's not that, dude.
Because now you're being like a peasant or whatever, because like I went. Straight to
it's
my
$30,
doctor.
Jesse. You're not a fucking, you know? It's not like you got a vaginal injection, you know?
You don't know my life and you don't know what I did. I got a straight IV of everything.
Oof, I need one today.
Oof, it was God liquids, damn, vitamins and liquids.
So we have a guest in town for Drinking Bros. He's going to be on today. It might be the most hungover episode ever. Amiri King is his name. He's got fucking millions of followers on Facebook.
People love him.
Really
cool.
Funny dude. Just does
he
not give a shit. Yeah, so we took him out. Oof, man.
Topless Stacy.
Yeah.
She came out.
She had her top on.
She had her top on.
She was there.
For a while. We don't know what happened later.
No.
We don't know what happened after we left.
She brought her dog into the bar. Which
she brought her dog and
weirds me out.
It was a bigger dog and
it's a gigantic dog. It's like that fucking dog in The Neverending Story.
Valcor?
Yeah.
I think it was a rescue.
Valcor dog. Yeah, whatever, man. You're in a rescue. You might as well fly away on it.
She may have just rescued it, it looked like.
Like 15 minutes before.
I think she
before.
Came from the...
The rescue to, mm-hmm. to there, yeah.
From the pound, or what do you call it?
Yeah,
do you call it the pound?
I'm sure. I don't know. I'm not a
The poon
doctor.
Pound?
Yeah. Not a doctor, Jesse. Never pretended to be one.
Rescue shelter? Anyway, she came right from there to the bar
yeah.
with this dog. Didn't bathe him or anything.
No. But we got fucked up last night. And like, it's one of those things where you go out and everybody's buying shots and, you know, the usual drinking bro shit. And I was just right. like, oh, it's Tuesday. Fuck.
I know.
It was
Look,
Monday. It was Monday last night. Today's Tuesday. Yikes. Yikes.
That's how bad it was. You thought it was Tuesday.
I'm
the
about
whole
to
time.
Shawwell myself. You know? Stallwell?
Shart?
Swalwell. That's it. I think we should just replace Shart with a Swalwell.
He cannot win with that name.
I gotta,
you can't
I,
say
I'm
it.
About to Swalwell my pants
Buttigieg
today.
Buttigieg is easier to say than Swalwell.
Swalwell. Oh, I gotta go. I got a real big Swalwell coming up. But that's the type of hungover I am today.
Uh-huh.
And man, I'm going to be real with you. Okay. I've tried to lay off the, liquor.
Okay. I haven't seen it yet, but I guess you.
Liquor wise.
Yeah. I haven't seen you lay off, but
yeah. I definitely have.
Oh, okay. I don't know if you were starting today or you have been secretly laying off, like, and you just like only in front of me you drink, but yeah.
So I've pretty much switched over to like a seltzer, you know?
Sure. Oh, that's true. Yeah.
Pretty much like a natty, yeah. a natty seltzer, right? At a six, low calorie, low, whatever. And I mean, I haven't had hard, so here's why I'm so hungover. I haven't had hard liquor in, fuck, what was our last trip? New York?
Yeah.
So that was, what, a month ago?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's been about a month like since I've had like a mixed drink somewhere.
I don't believe you.
That's true.
If you go out somewhere, you
no,
get,
every
you and
fucking,
Dan
so
get
this
double
is,
vodka.
No. Hang on. Every bar now is serving fucking White Claws and all that shit. So like, dude, that meeting with Wings and all that other stuff, like they got Truly behind the shit. So,
oh, that's right.
Last night we went to a dive bar last night.
Yeah.
And I love the place. I love the Poorhouse. It's fucking awesome.
It is awesome. The owner was there, right?
Yeah, he's rad. We've been there, going there for years. I think it was actually the first bar we ever walked into when we moved to this town. Remember, we just walked down the stairs.
True.
Yeah. Either way, I've always loved this place, and it turns out like Jared and all those guys were a fan of it already, and they knew it. Obviously from their Fort Bragg days.
It was Marine Bar. Yeah.
Yeah, and even them, they had fucking White Claws on tap.
I know.
How about the guy last night with the fucking White Claw tattoo on his leg?
Oh my god!
How tight is this, Jamie, on the camera?
I mean, it's
because if Jamie,
we could put the picture in, I guess.
No, I wonder if you can just see this because I mean, this is fucking insane.
You definitely can't see it.
Probably not. You can't
but
see
we
this?
Could put the picture up, right?
Yeah, I'll post this because I've never seen anything like this. It says for the audio
listeners.
It's
gorgeous, too.
Yes, it is gorgeous. It's perfect.
Bright. New.
Very new. But for the audience, audio audience at home, it says Selt Life on it for the seltzer, obviously, which is really hilarious. And then it is the most perfectly drawn White Claw can, but it takes up this guy's entire fucking leg. And I laughed for 1,000 years.
What flavor is it?
It's mango.
Mango, yeah.
Says a lot about people, right?
Mango's the best one.
Not to me. The raspberry is the best one.
Everybody knows the mango's the best one.
Nope.
This is like
insane. Raspberry is the best flavor they have. And
we're house
that's
divided.
That's how people are switching over. That's how much people are switching over to seltzer. Is that because look, man, at a like with a natty. With a natty, I wish they were a fucking sponsor. With a natty light seltzer, they're at a 6, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like 80 calories or whatever it is. And you can tie on a nice buzz with that. You know, it doesn't feel as hard as like, man, I'm drinking liquor, like hard liquor. So it's been about a month. And then last night, man, once people started making fucking made up shots, gummy bear shots that didn't, you know. It moderately tastes like a gummy bear.
Made up. I think they put pineapple juice in it, which you're not supposed to do. So,
mm.
It should have been a raspberry vodka, a schnapps, and a like simple syrup. Triple
set.
For those
about to schnapp.
Yeah. And
we salute you.
Oh boy.
You should have leaned over and said, barkeep.
Yeah.
Tender. Excuse me there, tender. Why don't you let me make that drink there?
No, you definitely don't do that.
Why not? You ever call him just a keep? I do.
Snap your fingers, pound on the bar, yep. Clap. Yep. No. No, they don't respond well to any of that.
Sometimes you gotta give the keep.
Telling them how to make the drinks that, yeah, they're so proud of.
You gotta give the keep a rap on the beak.
Telling them a monkey could do their job.
Yeah.
They don't like that.
A munke?
No, a monkey.
Monkey?
Yeah.
Speaking of monkeys, man, when you're hungover, you start reading a bunch of weird shit, and you're just like, oof. I'm just staring at this article. I don't even know if I'm really reading it. It was a monkey with a human face, and they're having a problem getting it to, like, the monkey wants to be married and have, like, a wife. Mm-hmm. And because it's got a human face.
What do you mean a human face?
It's not a genetically created one, not like China. It just happens to have this, like, human-looking face.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I've probably seen a meme of it.
19 years. Yeah, you have. 19 years, this monkey's been, like, single. And the monkey's, like, getting lonely and depressed and shit. And they're doing studies on it. But, like, the other monkeys don't want to be with this monkey because it's got a human face. That's how hungover I was this morning. I went down that rabbit hole of, like, fuck, man. And they've got these pictures of this monkey in the cage, just super sad and shit. And I'm like, God damn it. When you get hungover to the point where you start to feel bad for monkeys with human-looking faces,
you know you've gone too far.
You probably shouldn't have gotten that hard last night, Ross. You know what I'm saying? That's how I felt this morning. And I just kept staring at this monkey, and I was like, oh, man. What the shit, you know? What the shit? Because it was such a weird news cycle of, like, all right, you had Shartgate.
Right.
And then meth.
Eating up the headlines.
Yeah, meth. We are on it. Hashtag meth. We are on it. And I was like, what?
It's so weird. I thought it was a joke.
I did too.
It's not a joke.
It's not a joke. What is it? The Dakotas? North or south? Jamie, this is your neck of the woods.
Yeah, full of meth labs.
Bro handle.
Are they?
He said, Jerry
North,
Jamie just said it's full of meth labs.
It's crop circles and meth
heads. Crop circles and meth heads. Yeah. There's no reason for those states to exist, probably. But
no.
Either who, they do. And apparently a lot of people are on meth. So they started this campaign, this drug campaign that just says, meth, I'm on it. And it's, or we're on it. And it starts off with, like,
so
normal
weird.
Looking people. To, like, fucking high school football players, to all this shit. And I'm like, ugh. Meth is a terrible drug. I don't understand why anybody gets addicted to meth. I really don't.
Right. Heroin I get.
Yeah. But not meth.
Right? I do.
Meth, your dick shrivels up and you're up for fucking 72 hours. Like, it's the worst. It's the worst drug ever. There's nothing that you can be like,
that's
oh,
the
man.
One that you cannot come back from. Like, even if you somehow, some way, get out of the clutches
right.
of a meth addiction,
sure.
you will never be the same. Like, it totally, you know, fucks with your brain, your face, your
I don't
teeth,
get it,
your...
though. I don't get the allure of it. Whereas, like you were saying, heroin, right? Shoot up on heroin. Yeah, you feel great.
Yeah.
And then, it's like the greatest drug.
Kind
meth
of like
is terrible.
Something glamorous. It can be glamorous
can
until
be.
It's not.
Yeah, you could write a fucking
yeah,
alt rock
like,
album.
Yeah, you can write like, yeah, or a book.
Black Hole Sun.
Poetry.
Girl.
Songs. Yeah, yeah,
wash
yeah.
away the pain. Black Hole Sun.
Is it wash away the pain or wash away the rain?
Who fucking knows? I'm not.
Oh, I guess you wouldn't wash away the rain.
Yeah. No, you can't
rain,
wash away something that's already
rain
wet.
The rain is washing away, whatever. Yeah. Look, B12 is not for the brain, I don't think.
Well.
It definitely just keeps your body going.
For the body.
Yeah, it's for the body.
Either way, this meth We Are On It campaign, I will say this, as much as I would like to make fun of it, it's effective.
Look, we're talking about it.
Yeah.
It was everywhere.
Everywhere.
So.
And it's effective, so good for you. And whoever those people are, doing meth in the Dakotas.
And Jamie, you're from Dakota? Yeah, this is the
North Dakota.
This is the best thing to come out of Dakota ever.
Ever, yeah.
I don't know anything else good that came from Dakota.
I bet you people
just
are just methed up, just walking out into the farms, punching bison right in the stomach.
Yeah.
Just boosh. Just to see, get a reaction out of them, you know, and then running away real fast.
Mm-hmm.
Never been there, but that's just my.
That's the way that you
Yeah. Hey, man, you guys got any meth? Yeah, I got some meth. Why? Huh? I want to punch a bison, but I really need some meth for that.
Yeah.
Just want to just truck a bison. You know?
Yeah.
You walk away, you've got a smelly fist. Because they don't wash that hair, right? That bison hair? There's a lot of dreadlocks in it.
Mm-hmm.
A friend of mine, Bert Koontz, owns a bunch of them now.
Mm-hmm.
If you follow his Instagram, all their bison have like dreadlocks. It's crazy.
I'm not going to blindly follow you like down every little fucking rabbit hole you want to go down.
That's true,
Jesse. No, I'll let you go. I'm just saying I'm not going to blindly follow you wherever it is. Punching bison with smelly, like, go ahead.
Yeah.
I'm just not going to participate.
Well, I wish you would.
In everything.
I wish you would.
I'm going to pick my
battles
stuff. I'm going to pick my stuff to expound on.
Punch a bison. North Dakota. I think that's on their license plates. Yeah. Ohio is first in flight, I believe.
No, that's us.
North Dakota, is it?
Sunshine State.
First man to run right here in this state. First man to run. The wind in my sails, North Dakota. North Dakota is
Windy City, right?
Knock out a bison.
Twin cities, yeah.
The old Twin Cities.
Ooh,
the
Garden State.
Right? The Show Me State's where we're living
Knock
out a bison in South Dakota. It'd be awesome if they just switched it to hashtag meth. We are on it.
North Dakota.
Driving around, yeah.
The city that never sleeps, right?
The city of angels.
Big Apple.
Yep. The little sombrero in South Dakota. But yeah, man, I needed something else today.
Uh-huh.
I really needed a full lobotomy, I think.
Yeah.
I needed to be like an 8-year-old girl today. Mm-hmm. Instead, I'm a grown man with a hangover and saying a bunch of weird shit. It's going to get weirder today, kids. So if you're in your car, buckle your seatbelt a little
tighter.
Nothing's
really working.
It's all working.
You know what I mean?
Everything.
For me.
Well, for you, James.
Like the connections aren't being made.
You think it's the B12 that got you, huh?
No. It was definitely all the drinks.
Okay, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, B12 is not going to help you with that. Right? How did they do it? How did they used to do it? Did they get B12 shots or was it like the whole the IV thing? Like how did these
shots.
Old partiers keep it going?
Shots,
and
man.
Drugs, I think.
They
kept drinking.
They do it now in your arm, but like JFK used to do it in the ass.
Well, yeah, he had asked me. He was like, arm or the tush? And I was like, I think arm, right?
Yeah.
Is the tush like better?
I don't know. Yours is. You know, big
Blammo, thank you.
Yeah, he was probably hoping for the latter of like.
No, he was not.
Don't you? He
is very.
Is it my now? My husband said it was the arm. No. Your husband was sorely mistaken. You're gonna have to turn around, unbuckle those jeans, and pop it down. Just pop it down. You know, get a delightful ass, Jesse. That's what I would have done if I was a doctor. So, shoot or shoot. You know, you got to take your shot sometimes. It's like Lee Harvey Oswald said, you miss 100% of the shots you don't take.
Again, I'm not going to be following you down every road. I'm not going to get on every plane. I'm not going to get on every flight. Some flights you're going to have to take by yourself, and I'm going to have to stay home.
John Wilkes Booth also said that, too. You miss 100% of the shots you don't take. Want to say this, too, to the audience. I know we talked about this a few weeks ago, and I got a bunch of messages about it, about my love of Coldplay. And I was like, I realize I'm the only person left on Earth that loves Coldplay.
You are.
We listened to the two new songs that are out. The album's coming out, I believe, next week. And
I've heard enough. Let's put it that way.
I have not. I love
I've Coldplay. Heard all I need to hear.
But the anthem song that you were making fun of. Whoa. Like the stadium
song. Yeah.
So I heard it last night when we were at a bar, the first one we went to Hell's Kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
And I heard it and you guys were having a conversation. But it was all dudes at the table and you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, actually, there was another girl there.
She doesn't count.
Yeah, she doesn't count. She's dumb as shit. I told her to her face.
It.
I told her to her face. I don't.
She,
not,
at this point, does stuff to, like, nope, piss you off.
No, she's just dumb.
No, she'll say things now.
You know I hate dumb people. Either way.
She's either a genius.
That song
or
came
no.
on. Yeah, she's, no, she's dumb. Really
go
dumb.
Ahead, go
she's
ahead.
A dumb person.
Go ahead.
That song came on last night, and I was in my head. I was like, yeah, I'm singing it, like, you know, kind of in my mind.
Sure.
And then it was
loving
it. Was that,
it.
Yeah, totally. And it was that brief second where I was like, I was just about to blurt out to the table, hey, it's new Coldplay.
New Coldplay, yeah. And you stopped yourself.
By inches. Like, I was this close to saying,
oh,
hey.
God, that would have ended
new
the
Coldplay.
Night. That would have ended the night right away.
Yeah.
Everyone would have gone home.
So I kept it to myself.
Good.
And I live in the dark. I live in the shadows. And I live in my own shame.
Quintessence.
Yeah.
Coldplay.
Yeah. Hey. New
hey
Coldplay.
Guys!
Huh?
Like, what? Get him out of here. You would have been like, hook, like, come
yeah.
and like.
I would have been Epstein'd.
Yeah. You would have just been like, you would have disappeared. And everyone would have been like,
somebody
would have
thrown me over the side of the booth. And it
even
was just like,
existed.
How did Ross die, man? It's weird for a person.
He never even.
To
we don't even
himself.
Know who Ross is.
Yeah,
we could go the Prince Andrew route. Epstein. Who? I never even met him. Did you stay at the island? Yeah. Did you go on the planes? Yep.
Yep.
Yeah.
They have photos of Prince Andrew
mm-hmm.
at his place
mm-hmm.
with
the girl.
The girl.
Yeah.
Like multiple photos.
Doesn't remember. He does not recall.
There's like 90 photos, man.
Doesn't remember
it. On like multiple occasions.
Doesn't remember it.
He now, for those of you at home who are listening, this is the guy who used to use a puppet of himself.
To touch the...
women. The underage
the
girls.
The underage girls that Epstein procured for him.
Yeah.
Why do the interview? I'm not sure. Are you that... You're that narcissistic, obviously, that you think you... You're Lance Armstrong.
So, well, no, here's what
you're
I think.
You're Lance.
Because I watched it. I watched the interview.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was set up. I thought he had the questions in advance. And I felt like they forced him to do it.
What do you mean?
That other shit was going to come out. More stuff. And it did. There was like a bunch of pictures dropped later on in that afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they got ahead of that story. And they said, look, you're going to have to fucking say something before these pictures drop this afternoon. There was more
yes,
pictures
I was
got
on
released.
The plane. Yes, I was in the at the island, but
don't remember it,
and never met him.
Yeah, I was too busy getting my dick sucked.
Yeah, I was
like
too,
that would have been more, you know, believable than what he said.
It was disastrous in my mind, but
yeah,
my
but
opinion,
I think that it felt last minute. It felt rushed. It felt like he had the answer. I mean, the questions beforehand, and I felt like somebody made him do that.
Mm-hmm.
But who knows? Who knows? That was so weird, though, man. And that story is, I think, just going to get weirder, I think. I hope it's not killed. I hope this Epstein thing is not killed. Let's get into the sponsors, shall we?
We shall.
Man, the first one I did not want to get out of this morning.
Whew.
That ghost bed.
Oh my gosh, like, I can't wait to get back in it.
Yeah. I was
going to go. I'm going to go in early.
Younger. Yamie. We get a guest outside and at one of the doors, I should say. So we have numerous doors in here, by the way. We've got we got a high security system in here.
Oh, yeah, we have to. Precious cargo. You guys want to protect, and I get it.
Yeah.
You know?
You gotta protect the goods.
You got to protect the goods, the moneymaker.
You're going to have to turn around.
The
pop
real star
down.
Of the show. Yeah.
Pop those jeans down. I got to get a little shot in there.
I don't want to do the doctor sexual harassment thing.
Okay.
I don't want to do it.
All right. Just
I don't want to do that one anymore.
I would have done it to you. GhostBed.com/drinkingbros. is where you can get the finest mattress in all of the land.
Your guest just brought in White Claw, so
fuck
I'll
you,
see
dude.
You later.
That's hilarious.
I'll see you later tonight. I'm going to go to bed.
It's Drew LaMax. I think, here's the thing. I think this might be the only way to prevent this hangover right now. Stop
No,
it.
I get it. I was...
Ooh.
I was contemplating for sure, but
I know.
But go ahead.
I'm sorry, Ghost Bed. This is a terrible read I'm giving you right now, but
oh, sorry.
I love
no.
your fucking mattress.
Look,
and
when you're hungover, the only saving grace in your life is that you have a ghost bed. You
yeah.
know what I mean? You just like go, oh, thank God.
I will say this.
I made this purchase sober.
When we do shows hungover, they end up being the best of all time, but they get fucking weird. So Ghost Bed, I'm sorry. I love you. If you're a military first responder, you know, if you faked it, I think you can just put a picture up at one point, you know, just maybe like you wore a little police outfit for Halloween.
If you can sleep
post
it,
that,
if you
get
can
15%
sleep
off
night,
forever.
If you could sleep at night and do that, good for you.
But what if it was like a nice, like flirty little gay thing? Like, oh, we were two cops. Let me just put a little picture up. We got arrested.
Did you hear about the Harry Styles, Sarah Lee?
I have not.
Skit? Okay,
I
go
have
ahead.
Not. But we'll talk about Mr. Styles right after this. Go to ghostbed.com/drinkingbros today. Lay down on that bed. Pull your little jeans off. Slip into a slumber. Get a mattress delivered to your house in a box. Next up, strikeforceenergy.com, James.
Boom, 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 boom. Shablinkers.
Shablinkers for you and shablinkers for me. I put so much Strike Force in my drink this morning that I'm a little jittery.
Oh, and that may be the problem, actually, to be honest with
it's
you.
It's all of it, man. It's all of it, you know? Again, I'm not a doctor, but I thought Strike Force would help just kind of put a little pep in my dong.
Uh-huh.
And it is not put a pep in my dong today. I think I had too much. Go to strikeforceenergy.com. No carbs, no sugars. Tasty, tiny little tin pouch. If you were following along on YouTube with the video show, again, we merged with the Drinker Bros podcast channel because of the media company now. And we're all together on one. You can see the tasty, tiny little tin package. Rip it open, squeeze it in any drink available. You're fucking living your best life. That's off the cuff. But it's fucking recording quality. So, Strike Force, you're welcome to take it and run with it and play that at the Super Bowl. Go to strikeforceenergy.com today. Promo code REVOLUTION for 20% off.
My eyes aren't working.
Last but not least, did you just say your eyes aren't working?
No.
Oh. Are you?
It's blurry.
You're bleeding really profusely out of your forehead. Next up is straightrazors.com.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's a clean cut, smooth. Oh, you right?
Yeah.
I just puke after.
There's a rumor that the Ukrainian dwarf is coming to our live show on Saturday in Columbus, Ohio.
Hush, dude. You're fucking so stupid.
I heard that rumor. And what I know is this. If she ends up on the show at the tailgate, I'm going to take a straight razor from straightrazors.com and shave her bush live on air.
Oh, quit,
but narrated as Dr. Phil. Now, here's what you want to do with a 30-year-old dwarf bush. You got to shave it clean. If you're trying to trick your foster parents into raising you and taking care of you longer, you've got to shave your bush and hide your periods. So, I would go to straightrazors.com for that. You can also get it engraved. I talked to them yesterday. I talked to the president, Luke Webster, big fan of his.
How is he?
Funny guy. And he goes, look, man, you can get these engraved for Christmas. And I was like, all right, I already have one engraved. This is badass motherfucker on it. I mean, that's real. Can I get anything I want? Because like NFL jerseys, you can't get ass eating season usually and shit mm-hmm. like that. And he goes, yeah, well, what do you want on it? And I was like, I want the Ukrainian dwarf bush shaver engraved on it. And he was like, done. So if you're trying to get yourself.
You have too many yes men around you, dude.
I don't have enough. I need a
too
yes
many
lady.
Yes men. You need somebody to tell you no, dude.
So if you're at home and you're trying to think of a gift for Christmas, get a shaving kit and then just get it engraved. When you check out, promo code REVOLUTION, 20% off. It's a big savings there. Just write in what you want engraved on there and just put in the Ukrainian bush shaver. That would be the greatest, most hilarious gift of all time.
Oh my God.
Now, if you're out there riding on a unicorn, but you can't tell if the meat inside an Impossible Whopper is actually meat, your dwarf is too old. Too old. No?
Yeah, I'd sit a couple plays out.
Okay. That's going to segue into our next story. Burger King's getting sued, Jabes.
They are. I did.
Okay. For the Impossible Whopper.
Oh, why?
Somebody says there's fucking meat in it.
There's not meat in it.
Maybe. Has it been tested?
Yes.
By who?
What do you mean?
Here's the thing. I always go back to this Skechers story. Remember the Shape-Ups? Shape up. I'm getting fit. I'm getting in shape.
Right.
You're fucking losing weight. You're
right.
Doing shit. You can open up the jar of mayonnaise without your husband. Somebody finally did a test on those fucking things and it was like, whoa, you are not, these are not helping with anything. They get sued for a gajillion dollars and they lost.
Right. I think that's a little bit different. There is no meat in the, okay.
Could be a few speckles in there that you don't know about. Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe they shaved a goat leg lightly. Because everybody who's had it has said the same thing. But it tastes like a real fucking burger. Maybe it is, man.
I mean,
it was just a huge troll on vegans where it was just like, oh, hey, we have this Impossible Whopper.
Oh, my God.
Dig on in.
Imagine.
Fuck faces. And then all of a sudden it's just like, oh, man, you've been eating real meat forever. Joke's on you.
Ugh.
We converted you. Now go back to
Look, you want the answer to that is you wanted a burger.
Yeah.
Clearly you were craving a burger, vegan.
Mm-hmm.
You got one. Do you know what I mean? You got all the things you needed. Iron.
Yeah.
It's iron, right?
Copper. Iron.
No, you don't get copper.
Hey, traces of it.
So this sketch.
Oh, Mr. Harry Styles.
Harry Styles was.
By the way, we love Harry Styles, man.
Oh my gosh.
Huge. Music.
I love every second.
Personality.
That
guy's fucking great.
In my
face, he's a superstar. Yeah.
Yeah. Awesome.
Yeah.
So he was really good, I guess, but there's this sketch that is getting a lot of heat, I guess. I mean, so they did a sketch about Sara Lee, you know, the bread.
Yeah.
And he plays this like gay intern that works there and has been mixing up the Instagram with his like his stuff was apparently really funny. But so. On the show, Styles plays a young employee who fesses up to his bosses that he's been accidentally mixing the corporate accounts he's tasked with maintaining with his personal ones. And so he's been like putting raunchy shit on this very wholesome. I mean, Sara Lee is known for like just these wholesome Pinterest posts and all this stuff.
Yeah.
And Sara Lee like responded, but in this like really not funny way, like a really stupid, like this obviously does not align with our brand. It's like, you can't pay for that kind of press. It's like,
no.
Go with it, dude.
No, I.
Whoever told them to respond with like, we do not, you know, SNL pushes the boundaries, obviously, and blah, 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 didn't just be like, haha, this is funny. So Sara Lee, the brand, has been waking up to all these raunchy messages on their Instagram because people like went to it and started just like,
that's really fucking funny.
Yeah.
Is it so, it's on Instagram right now?
I think so, on the Sara Lee.
Oh, that's so good.
So good. And I mean, I'm sure little Harry Styles just fucking killed it.
You know, I watched his opener.
Okay.
And it was really, really good. Holy shit. Yeah, I mean, they're getting like 4,000 comments on their shit.
So among the missteps of his captioning, he captioned a photo of Texas toast with feeling really depressed after threesome. What was supposed to be a fantasy ended up more like rejection. Must get rid of toxic in community.
Somebody, I don't know what these comments mean. I'm going to go back and watch this sketch, which is just somebody on Sara Lee's page, just on their all their comments, just wrote, wreck me, daddy.
Yeah. So I guess he had like, yeah, he posted him and like some fucking shirtless dude in a harness and put wreck me, daddy.
I watched his opener, and it was really good. He was just like, man, can't believe I'm on here. Can't believe I'm on Saturday Night Live. He was playing the piano, but it wasn't him. And it was, and they cut away to like Black Hands
to
playing.
Black Hands, yeah.
Which is a very Ross Patterson joke. Mm-hmm. And he goes, you know, I can't believe I'm here. SNL hasn't been good since the cast was doing cocaine. So I was just like, well, it's true.
I love it.
But H. Styles, I'm gonna peep this now.
Yeah. I mean, I want to see this for sure.
SNL, the ratings have just shit the bed this year.
Exactly, and that's why I didn't see it. But then when stuff like this happens, I'm like, ugh.
Yeah. I was a gigantic SNL fan. And then 4 years ago, I just fell on the toilet, man.
Oh, yeah.
It was right after the Lonely Island guys left. I'm not an Andy Samberg
fan.
It
was the Leslie Jones era. I mean, yes, I don't know if she's still on it,
no, she's
but
not.
She fucking ruined
Here's the crazy thing is, you know, they didn't ask her to leave. She left because she's so busy. And I'm like, doing what?
Doing what? Probably sucking at stuff. Like,
yeah.
And it was like, I felt like I was being punked because everyone, like they would ask Lorne Michaels, anyone that was in the cast, who's your favorite? Who do you think the funniest is? Leslie Jones. She couldn't get a fucking line right ever. She couldn't read. She was looking at the fucking prompter cards the whole time. She doesn't do any characters.
Impressions,
nothing.
She
was scary and weird, and I didn't get it.
I didn't either.
But everyone said she was the funniest person.
I don't know.
And again, it's like sushi. I just feel like the world is pranking me. Like, you guys don't actually crave sushi, do you?
No, I do.
Like a sashimi, like a...
Oh, yeah.
A raw piece of fish on top of a little thing of rice.
That?
I'm craving.
What's that new
sushi place
we go to? I feel
like you're fucking pranking me.
No, what's that new sushi place we go to that you order cooked food? Yeah.
Yeah, I order chicken because I'm not in on the joke.
Right.
Anyways, the world is playing on me.
They have the best roll there I've ever had in my life, and I could eat there every day.
A good atmosphere, which they have, but go ahead.
Both are lovely. Well, we would sit at the bar too.
Speaking of Leslie Jones, right?
Yeah, man. There's an article that I read this morning called Get Woke, Go Broke, and I thought it was brilliant.
Brilliant, and I'm so glad that we're actually able to publish stuff like this.
Finally, right? So finally. I guess in Hollywood, behind closed doors, there has been this thing amongst executives.
Get the guys back in the roles. Let's reboot again so that we can like undo everything we've done.
Yeah. And the inside joke, I guess, in Hollywood is get woke, go broke. That if you make movies about like the woke generation of we're feminist or we're Me Too and whatever you're fighting for.
The
now,
idea
right?
is if you shove it in people's faces, if you make it so much one way where like every Ghostbuster is a girl.
Yep.
Just put a couple. Right? No, every person in the whole movie is a woman.
Ocean's 11, now it's 8, and we're just going to remake that.
Charlie's Angels, not one guy in sight. I mean,
Charlie was a girl.
Was a girl, and they just keep saying it over and over. They have like 5 clips of them being like, Charlie isn't a guy or isn't a man. You're like.
Yep, all done with that. But here was the shocking thing on that. So they asked Elizabeth Banks about.
Who I like.
So do I.
Used to.
She said that Charlie's Angels is tanking, which to her is reinforcement that men won't pay to go see women in action movies. What?
Not true.
No, it's not true. One. Two, it's just a shitty movie, man. Like, the cast is boring. It's bland. It's another reboot that no one asked for. And look, to be blunt about it, right? I'll flip it to the dudes section of this. Same with Terminator. The newest Terminator tanked.
Yeah.
I don't want to see 75-year-old Schwarzenegger in the 90th reincarnation of...
And 90-year-old Linda...
Linda Hamilton as a fucking lead. It looked like my grandparents fucking fighting robots and liquid nitrogen. I don't get into that.
And they kept...
It looked awful.
They kept doing all these interviews of like, yep, she's, you know, it's so nice to see a woman that hasn't had any work done, you know. Up there on the screen, it's like...
At 70 or whatever she is. And like,
it's nice for who?
Her. If I wanted to see my grandparents fight...
Fucking hold guns and like run in the desert?
Man.
I guess I could just do that to them.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I could just drop them off in the desert
yeah.
with guns and a GoPro.
And a GoPro.
And watch it at home yep. later.
On one of those one-lane highways. Yeah. Put a fucking jar of Werther's in the middle of it. And, hey, watch my grandparents fight to not have the Werther's melt in the desert. Like,
they could, like,
Grandma, no!
She's walking in these like boots with this huge gun.
Yeah,
it's really hard for her.
Well, because they pan up.
It's really
so
like
so. It starts
stilted.
With the boots, and then it pans up, and you're like, "Yeah, this is gonna be badass." And it's like, "And it's your grandmother
and grandfather
with a shotgun
fighting each other really slowly and not good."
No.
Like, by the time Schwarzenegger actually gets the gun into position, like, a person 20 years younger would have completely killed him.
I'll be back. Oh, my fucking back. Oh, Grandma. I'll be right over there. Limpy, limpy, limpy. Limpy, limpy boots. Limpy boots. Limpy boots.
Sexy at any age.
Yeah.
No.
No. It's horrific. It's a goddamn sexual nightmare. I didn't want to see any of that either, Elizabeth Banks. So it's not just you. It's all these shitty remakes in general. And
I think when
fucking
it's,
pinning it to feminism. People don't want to see
not,
women.
It's when it's unnatural. When it's like, gosh, I don't believe that Kristen Stewart could fucking lift this bottle,
yeah.
let alone like be kicking the shit out of somebody.
She's the
like,
female
she's
John
so
Legend. She's
fucking
so fucking
frail
yeah.
and like, you know, skinny, and they're all like, I don't know. But
it
doesn't matter. If they were good, it'd be different.
She's always got that look on her face like Swalwell just farted. Or
yeah.
she's just like a sneer of like, oh, I can smell it still, Swalwell.
Yeah, she's the worst. She's the worst. I've always hated her and I've never gotten it. But
I don't either,
when
man.
There's just like a whole cast, it's just we have when they do things like we have to put a woman in this role and this role and this role instead
yeah.
of just being like Elizabeth Banks did Pitch Perfect. It was
yes.
a perfect blend of guys and girls and black people and Asians, and it seemed very natural.
Yes,
it didn't seem like they
forced.
Were trying to make sure that they checked every fucking demographic, female, age, male. It just was like the best people. And they made it like balanced and diverse.
Yeah.
But not in a way that you felt it was forced into.
Yeah.
Right?
It didn't feel
so
like the cover of a brochure for a junior college where you're like, oh, these people aren't friends with each other.
I guess when it should just be all
yeah.
Asians, right? And so it's like, what? Is that what you meant?
Harvard. That's Harvard that you just described. Yeah.
There's a lot of the schools. No, it's UCLA.
Well, that's the good schools, Jesse. So,
anyways. I think that I like that they have that kind of saying in Hollywood because it's just so obvious. I'm glad that they understand it.
Finally. Because look, the other one is these Roger Ailes movies, that TV show, all of them, these Me Too shows are tanking and
look,
it's like, we'll see what happens with the other one at Christmas. What was the one last year with the vice president, Dick Cheney.
Oh yeah.
That made $40 and again, man, it's just like, dude, who wants to see this fucking shit? This get woke shit.
Right. And that's a little bit
no
different,
one.
But yeah.
Kind of, but it's like you just took one of the most boringest vice presidents of all time. It's like making a movie about Mike Pence. I don't want to see that.
Yeah, but we are bailheads, so.
We are huge bailheads.
Huge
and
bailheads.
And he
should have
won a
so
fucking
we'll
Oscar. And by the way, that's for you, Ken Murray. You created that phrase. I'm going to give you credit for it. Bailheads.
Bailhead. I love it so
he
much.
He just watched the Ferrari movie and said it was just fucking balsamic. So I got to get I got to
get Jamie, did you see it?
Ass in the theater.
Awesome.
And go see it. We got to go see it.
Jamie says meh. Wow, Jamie.
Jamie, I don't. Your taste in movies,
we don't believe
though,
you. We don't believe you.
Nope. Doesn't
my
really
goodness
me. Yeah, I bet you watched that Star Wars thing on fucking Disney Plus. That was your first
Dolomite or Delagmite,
whatever, man.
It's a Star Wars
it's
show.
It's got a baby Yoda
what is
in
it
or something. Disney Plus.
I know, but what's the show called?
You're asking the wrong person for that, hombre.
Everybody's talking about it.
I'm not.
Huh?
Who knows? It's a new Star Wars TV show on Disney Plus. People are really shaving gooches over it. I'm not going to get into the 90th iteration of a Star Wars thing or whatever your bullshit universe was. The last six have made me
The Mandalorian.
Hate the
and
first
people
three
are so pissed that a woman doesn't show up until whatever, like 30
That's
minutes
right,
in
yeah.
or something.
Somebody said that last night when we were having drinks,
yeah,
and I go,
I think it was Jared.
Who cares?
Who cares?
Who fucking
Quit
cares?
Thinking about that. Like, yeah. just go. Why, who is thinking?
I'm
who
not.
Is watching a show like, see when a woman comes?
Yeah.
Oh, like checking your watch?
Yeah. Crazy, man. It's a crazy
the
world we live
like
in.
Like the Bechdel test, checking every fucking movie to make sure it passes.
Yeah.
Do you know what that is?
No.
Bechdel test is there a scene in a movie between two women more than like 3 minutes long that they're not talking about a man?
And why do they call it the Bechdel test?
So it's like if your movie passes the Bechdel test. So it's some professor that like came up with this thing way
okay.
back in the day. But
yeah.
if you think about it, two women, there's nobody else in the fucking scene and they're not talking about a guy. It's very rare. There's very few movies that actually
okay.
pass this test.
All right.
It's kind of crazy. But and dumb. Like, why are you thinking that?
I don't know. I wouldn't even think to
exactly
to do something like that or whatever. But I like that everybody else is. In the world full of crazy, Jabes, one man stands out amongst the rest and cuts to the bullshit and parties like a real goddamn gentleman. Talking about Post Malone, Jabes.
Oh, yeah, your friend.
He is the hero we deserve and we need him on the show. And he just does his life right. He's fucking awesome across the board. So he's winding down on the end of his tour this year. He's got a couple dates left in L.A. He rented out Hooters. And you might say to yourself, well, why is that a big deal? Because he did it at 10 a.m. 10 a.m. It's not open at 10 a.m.
No.
He called, had his publicist or someone get a hold of the owner, the one on Hollywood Boulevard, which is fucking packed. That was Clayne and I's favorite jaunt. I still love the wings from Hooters more than life itself. Again, not a sponsor, just a fan. Just a fan to fan. Game recognizes game. He called and got that fucking place rented out.
And opened at 10.
One waitress was all he asked for. And opened at 10. He was outside smoking, just drinking beer on the streets on Hollywood Boulevard, which is not a thing either. They let him smoke cigs inside.
Of course.
Which is amazing. And that dude just lives his fucking best life. Crocs, Olive Garden, Hooters. He's a chain restaurant, just guy just like me.
Do you understand his like wardrobe now? You would always rail on it. Do you understand it now?
Nope.
Okay.
I still don't. I still do not understand his wardrobe. So yesterday.
It's all tongue in cheek. It's all like, I buy this from the souvenir shop in New York. Like, I guess what he wore at our. It was stuff that we would do. Like, me and Dan even talked about that. We like walked by something and we'd be like, wouldn't it be funny if we wore this to whatever we were doing? And that's what he does.
It's great.
He just walks around and goes, that's the fucking ugliest thing. I think that would be hilarious if I wear it. It was like a matching flame top and flame pants, right? With like bedazzled. Like,
oh,
it
yeah,
was
yeah,
horrible.
Yeah.
But when, I think that's the way he thinks about it, like we do. That'd be hilarious.
So I didn't ask him that when we went to that Cowboys game because he had a jersey on, Cowboys jersey. And he was wearing a Cowboys jersey.
The only time
fucking,
he looks normal is when
yeah,
he's
he was wearing
dressed,
the
yeah.
Cowboys jersey at the Hooters. So, if he was wearing that at that Hooters that next morning, I can promise you this. He went hard after the Cowboys game that night and had not been home and probably was just like, look, let's just fuck. Instead of, because there's no Waffle House in LA, he probably just said, hey, man, we've been going hard all night.
Going.
Let's keep the party going.
Let's
I'll just fucking
Hooters.
Call Hooters and we'll get loose.
Oh, to be 23. What is he? 24.
24 years old, yeah.
Oof. And
amazing.
Rich.
Yeah.
Yeah, even at 24, I wasn't able to do that stuff. So I don't know what I'm talking about. But I was able to, like, drink the next day and be like, guys, we went hard. Let's just start
Or just go
at
through
brunch.
The next day.
Yeah.
And just be like, all right, cool, man. But, yeah, it's awesome and hilarious, and it's the most Post Malone thing ever, and he's the greatest of all time. I hope it never ends. I really do. I hope his whole shit never ends.
Yeah.
Because there's people, like, I know... There is just millions of people that just are waiting for this guy to fail, just so they can be like, "You guys worship."
That's what happened. You know, cautionary tale. Yeah.
Yeah. I hope he just keeps dropping bangers and bangers and bangers of albums, and the guy lives forever because he's awesome. And in the world of shit right now with all these people, it's like,
yeah,
we need Post Malone.
Yeah.
Like the Kanye thing, man. We watched that Kanye Joel Osteen thing. He's gone now.
No, he's still there.
So your theory was, hey, man, this is the best scripted career decision of all time.
He follows the money. I don't think for one second.
He believes in.
No. I don't think he's really about that life. I think he's really smart.
Man,
really smart, and I think he knows how to rile up a crowd. It's just a different crowd now.
Yeah.
And it's easier for him now. He says one thing about God and they just cheer.
Yeah.
So, and in this mega church specifically, I'm not talking about all Christians or whatever, but in this mega church, mm-hmm. in this Joel Osteen,
16,000
in this like cult like situation. He says one thing and they all just, it's gratifying for him. Like, he is a narcissist, I do believe. And he, you know, he needs that. He needs people to be paying attention to him and be coming to his shows and buying his stuff and constantly.
Yeah.
He always has. So he needs to be controversial. He needs to be always in some kind of news cycle and some kind of press thing. So I think this is just his next adventure. And I think it's a smart one. You know, Own put Osteen on her fucking.
Yeah, Oprah.
Yeah.
Ope dog.
There's
that's
another
how I,
person
that's how I first
that
learned about
follows
him.
The fucking money. Like, yeah. Look.
But watching him speak, it was just so fucking canned, Osteen. Mm-hmm. I was just like, bro, I can't even. Oh, I mean, it was like Gemstones, you know, Righteous Gemstones, where you're just like, oh, shit. Really had that feel of like, oh, now when did you find God?
Mm-hmm.
Where did you do
it? Can you kind of speak on that? What the transition that you made?
Yeah, just and he gets down real low.
From
I'm not
following the devil.
I'm not gay. I'm just from Atlanta. Now, when did you find God inside your heart?
Speak on that a little bit, Kanye.
Can you tell the people?
Kanye.
By the way, Colleen, can you get those baskets passed out?
Kanye fucking
pass out the baskets,
shut
Colleen.
Up one of the guys in the front row.
Yeah, yeah.
Like he was talking. I mean, he's still there, you guys. Don't think for one second that Kanye
so
is
true.
Now like you
we
know
wa- we
so
watched
different.
It, yeah.
He's talking and goes, "Hey brother, you know, I appreciate." He just looks right to this guy. "I appreciate the love. I appreciate what, but when you're talking, I get in these stream of consciousness. When you're talking, it really throws me off my game. So if you can just be quiet, brother, that would be."
What he said was this: "I know I'm in your church, brother, but when
I don't know if he said that. I said that
when he goes
after.
When he goes then he goes. Look, when I get in these streams of consciousness, when God is talking through me, that I don't need to be,
and you're talking, it really throws me off, brother. So if you could just stop talking." Boom, there he is. Kanye's back, right?
Yeah.
Shutting people up, being a fucking dick.
Yeah.
He was a dick. Minute one of being on that fucking stage. So, again, he's going where the money is. He still needs to work on it a little bit.
Sure.
But don't think for one second that he just found God and is going to give up all of his worldly possessions and stay off Instagram. And don't think that.
Yeah. Well,
for one second.
Either way, we watched it. We get sucked into it.
I probably won't do this, so I'm going to tell you, but I was going to ask Ibby to just put fart noises on you whenever you are talking.
For the entire episode?
Yeah, today? But I'm not going to do that, so I'm telling you now.
It's really funny.
But gosh.
If we could open
maybe
up
I'll
with
do
a
it
shart
a couple
noise.
Times.
Yeah, just.
Maybe I'll do it a couple times on
a couple,
you.
A few sharts
just
throughout
a few
it.
Sharts on you only, Ibby. Do not do it to me.
Just crop dust this entire show with Swalwells, some sharts in there.
Mm-hmm.
Just find little moments where you could.
Yep.
Yeah, that'd be great. Let's get to the revolutionary figure of the day, shall we, Jabes?
Sure.
I can't pronounce anything because I got
my tongue
in
my mouth don't work and my eyes are, like, I cannot see anything right now.
I got drunk and I rode someone's dog all the way through the bar. Hey.
You rode someone's dog?
I rode a fucking dog last night. I didn't. I didn't ride a dog. It's against the law, and I don't want you fucks calling PETA.
Is it a rescue?
Yeah.
I don't even have to ask if it's a rescue.
Nope.
I know for a fact your dog's that ugly. Fucking dog's a rescue.
Yeah, it's ugly as shit. Not the one last night, but some other people's. Winky.
Yeah, yeah. Not our friend that we met up with and that listens to the show.
No.
A different one.
Different dog. Different revolutionary figure of the day. This was a fucking wild one. So this is going out to Jermaine O'Neal and Ron Artest. There was a post this morning that it's been 19 years since the Malice in the Palace, which was up until last weekend, the most graphic fight that's happened in a major sport besides hockey.
What's the Malice in the Palace?
So it was in Detroit.
Rumble in the Jungle?
There was a fight on the Detroit Pistons and the Indiana Pacers. Okay. There was a scrum on the court. Someone threw a beer at Ron Artest, and he jumped into the crowd and beat the shit out of this guy.
Fair.
Fans ran down to the court and tried to fight the players. And while Ron Artest was in the stands, Jermaine O'Neal, this fucking big Detroit Pistons fan, comes, you know, walking just onto the court. Walks onto the court, and he takes a swing at him, and then Jermaine O'Neal knocks this guy the fuck out. And it's one of the best clips you'll ever see in your entire life. And I was like, holy shit, that was 19 years ago. And then we were talking about the guy with the helmet, you know, last week, Miles Garrett.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody has been comparing the two. It's crazy that they were this close apart. And I was just like, man, fucking A. But I forgot about that punch by Jermaine O'Neal. There was so much beer on the court because it was so much chaos that he punched this dude, and then his left leg slipped into the beer. If that floor wasn't wet, he might have killed that man. And I think that's
because
what they said on the microphone.
Because he couldn't get a really hard...
No, he got one of the hardest punches in ever you will see in a fight. But
he would have gotten another one.
It would have knocked. He would have killed the guy.
His
face would have caved in. And we never would have seen his body again. Like, you would have seen his spirit rise up through the arena and go into Kanye.
And he is revolutionary?
Yes, because this was the largest suspension anybody's ever gotten for fighting on a court.
Playing real fast and loose figure.
He got 86 games suspension, which is it's an entire season.
Okay.
One. Two, all those fans that came down got lifetime bans. They are never allowed at an NBA game again. So that's weird. How do you keep track of that? Like, what could you just show up at another court and just be like, it's 19 years later at this point. Nobody's going to recognize you.
I don't know.
You know?
Yeah. Maybe you could.
You could just show up and be like, I'm going to buy a ticket off StubHub and I'm going to roll in, see a Charlotte Hornets game. Nobody's there anyways.
Yeah.
Right? I've always found that fascinating of a lifetime ban on fans where it's just like, bro, you could wear a fucking wig or something like and come back to the game, nobody's really going to know, you know?
Imagine you do the whole wig. Like, they don't fucking care. You have the whole, like, fake nose, glasses, mustache thing.
That's what I thought. I was like, man, because that was the first time I've ever seen fans banned for life or something where I was just like, shit. And fans just run onto the court where they were like, yo, I think I could beat an elite athlete.
Mm-hmm.
I think I could knock out an elite NBA athlete if I just run onto the court and see what happens. And this guy just got nuked in the face, and it's still one of the greatest things of all time, but
dang,
I didn't think I would see anything like that in my life again, and then here we are. You know, here we are. That Paul Rudd meme has been going around everywhere.
What?
Endless from Hot Ones.
Oh, and here we are.
yeah but here we are.
But here we are.
We're going to be doing this today, but here we are. So, look, if you have a chance to look at that, just Google Jermaine O'Neal knocking out that guy, and it is so magic. They've slowed it down in, like, 9 different angles. Ooh. So you can see this dude. And there's something about a fat guy, like 300 pounds, being throttled like that. Like, everybody said he looks like a turtle from Entourage.
Okay.
Like, when he was fat, you know, fat turtle from Entourage. You know, jersey on, just running down there. There's something about a bigger guy like that, a 300-pounder, just getting trucked in the face, that when they fall, it's just even funnier because the look of shock and their weight going down is just like, whoa, fuck.
Right.
Genius. Take the time out of your day today and go and look that up. It'll give you a smile that you deserve. Well, we had a fun show, Jabes.
Yes.
It was real weird.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm going to go lay down in a ghost bed. And,
you wish.
Yerk my dong. Whoop.
Wow.
Probably shouldn't have said that out loud. There's things that I say out loud that I can't take back.
Yerk.
My dong. Mm. There was a...
No, don't.
Yep. Okay. There was a Yugoslavian character that I had named Yerk.
No.
Last name, Madong. M-A-H-D-O-N-G.
Nope.
Oh, this is my friend Yerk. Yerk Madong.
No, don't.
Nope.
Don't.
Okay. And as for another show, I will do my Yugoslavian accent on that one.
Ooh.
In the meantime, if you're in Columbus, Ohio, meet us at Richard Danoff's tailgate. It's famous now. It's world famous. Mm. And he's got that apple pie moonshine. That's right.
Dude.
I will be...
I don't know what's going to happen that day because it all starts at fucking 8 in the morning.
Yeah. Oh, boy. It's going to be a rough one, James. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
Nope.
Nope.
Justice for turkey. Turkey justice.
Yep. Hashtag turkey justice. Hashtag
turkey justice. Do not talk about
meth.
Christmas.
We are all on it. Hashtag Sharkgate. Hashtag Shark Week. For Jesse Wiseman, a.k.a. The Jables, I am Ross Patterson. This is The Revolution. Good night, everyone.
Good night.